The story of the night is that India have beaten South Africa by 7 runs at Newlands. The story of the series is that they've taken the T20I series 2-1. And the story of this much-awaited tour when it all began at Newlands 50 days back is that India have won the limited overs leg while South Africa took the tests. 172 for 7 after JP Duminy put Rohit Sharma's India into bat in the absence of Virat Kohli. Shikhar Dhawan with 47, Suresh Raina with a quick 40 as well. Junior Dalla among the wickets, but in response, it was a nice little onslaught towards the end by Duminy and Christian Jonkson, who again, Jonker, who is a little more we know of after this series, but it wasn't to be enough. 165 is where they've ended, and that's where the series has ended. Akash Chopra with me on Maruti Suzuki presents ESPN Cricket for Matchday. So too, Daryl Cullen along with Gaurav Kalra from Newlands in just a minute. Get thoughts from you. The deserving team winning over the 40 overs?
Yes, I think India... Posted a slightly above par score while batting first and in the second innings as well. The first half was controlled completely by the Indian bowlers and thereby I think somebody like Hardik Pandya. Four overs from him, overs from Suresh Raina. I think they made the difference in the end. About 7 overs from these two guys. The first 6 overs, that's where South Africa was lagging behind so much.
Seeing that, 22 runs in the first 5, first Akash, leaving them with too much to do in the last 5.
Correct. So, David Miller in his new role obviously took time to get acquainted to and after that didn't really take on or rather go on to get a big score. You've got Duminy who was there for a while. If it wasn't for the late surge by Jonker and Bihar Deen, there was no chance that they would have come so close to the Indian total. So it was in the end, yes, a bit too much to do for the last couple of batsmen and a lot of control from the Indian bowlers.
It was a strange sort of innings as I moved to Daryl Cullen and Gaurav Kalra because South Africa had plenty of wickets in hand going quite deep into the innings. I wonder what Daryl made of it. Gaurav, all yours to get thoughts from Newlands.
Yes, so it's done and dusted here in South Africa. India winning this T20I series 2-1, the one-day series 5-1. It was a lot closer in the end if you look at the scorecard, yes. But South Africa well and truly were never really in it. 25 for 1 in the power play. After that, you need 14 and over to win the 10 and over to win the game.
Yes, Gaurav, I thought Akash summed it up perfectly there. They've got to have a look at that top order. I don't think Hendricks is really a player for this sort of format. It was always going to be tough for them and very dependent on their start because in the end it was just a bit too much. I thought perhaps India were just a little bit wayward in terms of their length towards the end. Jonker batted really deep in his crease and not knowing him, they probably would have bowled a lot more slow balls had they because he was really getting underneath anything that was too full and he kept them in the game, but he always felt that India were going to win it.
I'm sure we'll get into the specifics in a minute, but at the end of this one-day and T20 series, in particular this T20 series, at least South Africa have a few things to hold on to. Junior Dalla with the ball, Jonker this night, Hendrik Claassen also showing something. So maybe little things for South Africa to hold on to at the end of what has been a pretty wretched time for them in coloured clothes.
Well, in the limited overs format, I mean, the two games they won, Gaurav, it was rain affected, and that really neutralised the Indian bowlers and sadly there's not enough for South Africa to hold on to and it's exposed their depth. Yes, one can say that they've been without key players. I mean, you don't replace it AB de Villiers and not only the batting of Faf du Plessis but his captaincy. There were times when you felt South Africa could have done with his captaincy and his strong sort of leadership, but what does concern me is what we see now is South Africa for the next couple of years, and sadly I just don't see enough quality cricketers that are really going to keep South Africa competitive at the top. Particularly in limited overs format. The test cricket, we'll have to wait and see. One could probably make a better call after the series against Australia coming up, but it is a bit concerning, sadly to say, Gaurav.